Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
How's one local public school district working to help homeschooling families? Let's go in depth with Stacy Picard with the Knoxville Homeschool Assistance Program. Stacy, what's the Knoxville Homeschool Assistance Program?
The program is it's a program of the public school that provides for homeschool families resources that they can use to empower their own homeschool.
So does this fill gaps in the curriculum or supplement the homeschool curriculum? How does it work?
It supplements the curriculum in the opportunities that we provide. It also can fill gaps in the curriculum in that we can provide books and materials for families that they perhaps can't afford to buy on their own. And so it can help to fill gaps that they might not be able to otherwise fill for their children.
Are there a lot of participants?
We have around 50. We had more this past year due to COVID, but the past few years we've gradually moved up a little bit each year, and this past year we had 60 participants in the program.
Well, that's good. And what's the feedback that you get from the participants? What do they say about the program?
Oh, we get very positive feedback. We try to be a very dynamic program that meets the needs that our participants tell us that they have. So I have just sent out a survey as we're looking to programming for next year. I'm asking people, these are things that we can offer. What would you most like to see the HACCP offer? What would meet the needs of your family the most? So we gather all of that data, and then we try to build our program around what our people need. And we try as supervising teachers to be here and to answer questions, to help people pick curriculum, to help them with any problems that they might have. If we don't have the answers, then we try to put them in connection with people who do. And just to offer that support as fellow homeschool moms, we try to offer them support and understanding, and sometimes just encouragement to keep going and keep trying new things and stay the course.
When you're a homeschool mom.
Yes, absolutely. When you're a homeschool mom.
Yeah. Okay. And I know your kids, and I know the different opportunities they've had and the efforts that you make. And so you go between both worlds, between the public school world and the homeschool world.
Yes. Yes. We try to help bridge that gap. We try to provide things that are very difficult to provide privately or on the family level. We try to provide things that perhaps take more money, take more resources, take more expertise, and give those opportunities to the families so that their kids can experience some of those things as well.
Now, some of the homeschool families that I know, they're a little bit concerned about getting the state involved in their kids' education. Is that a concern? Oh, the kids might encounter something in the state schools that they wouldn't want their kids to learn. Is that something going on?
In our program, parents always get to choose the curriculum that their children are being taught from. We don't dictate anything to them. We don't offer anything that is sectarian. We are offering things, to my knowledge, we've never offered anything that would be in any way offensive to anyone. We try to offer things that are just experiences and knowledge base that nobody should have any concerns with. But certainly if there were concerns, we would listen to those concerns, and we would be very sensitive to that fact, because we want our program to be something that everyone can participate in, regardless of any sort of creed or background that they might bring to the program. In fact, I think the best things about our program is that it is diverse in the people that it attracts. And so we and we want it to stay that way. We in no way want to try to dictate to anyone what they should be teaching their children or from what perspective they should be teaching their children.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Stacy Picard with the Knoxville Homeschool Assistance Program. Okay, so they just have to reach out. If you're homeschool parents, you just reach out, you see what the opportunities are, and see if those opportunities fit with what your kids need, your family's needs.
Absolutely, and they're all optional. Nothing is ever required. The only thing that is required is that the state requires that you meet with the supervising teachers who are in the program. It basically turns out to be once a month. We have a face-to-face contact and we have one non-face-to-face contact per month. And so we have that those can be pretty formal or informal depending on what the family needs. But that is really there to, it helps us to stay connected to our families and to offer any support and to find out how are things going? Is there anything we can help you with? How are your kids doing? Are they making progress? Are you having difficulty in some areas? Do you need any help in particular areas? So those are chances for us to touch base with the families and to see if we can be of any assistance to them. And then the other opportunities, such as the enrichment courses and the open gym and the field trips and all of those things, are icing on the cake. Those are optional. Anything that you want to participate in, you can, and anything that doesn't fit in your schedule or fit with your homeschool, you are in no way obligated to participate in those.
Well, those regular meetings seem like a no-brainer to me. It's the kind of thing that you would really want.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the support that we are offering to families.
You said there are different opportunities, field trips, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Can you go into a little bit more detail about those?
Yes. So this year, we took more field trips than we've ever taken because when school started, we really weren't sure what to expect, what our programming was going to look like due to COVID. And so we decided we would just take as many outdoor field trips at the beginning of the year as we could until we kind of got a good idea of how our programming would work. So we started out, we had a bat catching field trip. We went out to Central College's field plot between Knoxville and Pella, and Dr. Russell Benedict, who is a biology professor at Central College and his specialty is studying bats, did this field trip for us. We set up some mist nets and he talked to us a lot about bats. It was a very timely topic because at the time there was a lot of buzz in the news about bats being where COVID had possibly originated. And so we learned a lot about how actually bats really aren't that dangerous, that they're not, shouldn't be feared the way that we fear them, that sometimes they get scapegoated for things. And then we did catch a bat and he brought the bat around and everyone got to pet the bat and listen to the bat. He was a very cute, friendly bat. And so, that was a really fun field trip. We went out to the Knoxville airport and Dan Van Donsler talked to the kids about opportunities in aviation and the high demand for people to work in the field of aviation and what all he does out there at the airport. He talked about how crucial that airport is to a rural town like Knoxville and how integral that is to the community. So that was a great field trip. And we got to see the planes, of course, and some of Dan's old cars that were out there as well. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went out to the landfill and learned a lot out there about how our waste is dealt with, what we should and shouldn't be throwing into our waste. Just that was a very eye-opening field trip. I honestly would not have imagined, couldn't have imagined what it was like to go and look at where the garbage is going and how that is managed and how it's covered up every night and it's uncovered and in the morning, and they put the garbage all in these little capsules basically, and they don't want any biological waste going into those if they can help it. I mean, obviously people throw away biodegradable things, but they really don't biodegrade in those capsules. And so, you know, learning about how we really shouldn't be throwing our food waste and other biodegradable things into the landfill. And we learned about recycling, and we learned about methane gas, and I could go on.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Stacy Picard with the Knoxville Homeschool Assistance Program. Okay, so they just have to reach out. If you're homeschool parents, you just reach out, you see what the opportunities are, and see if those opportunities fit with what your kids need, your family's needs.
Absolutely, and they're all optional. Nothing is ever required. The only thing that is required is that the state requires that you meet with the supervising teachers who are in the program. It basically turns out to be once a month. We have a face-to-face contact, and we have one non-face-to-face contact per month. And so we have that those can be pretty formal or informal, depending on what the family needs. But that is really there to, it helps us to stay connected to our families and to offer any support and to find out, how are things going? Is there anything we can help you with? How are your kids doing? Are they making progress? Are you having difficulty in some areas? Do you need any help in particular areas? So those are chances for us to touch base with the families and to see if we can be of any assistance to them. And then the other opportunities, such as the enrichment courses and the open gym and the field trips and all of those things, are icing on the cake. Those are optional. Anything that you want to participate in, you can, and anything that doesn't fit in your schedule or fit with your homeschool, you are in no way obligated to participate in those.
Well, those regular meetings seem like a no-brainer to me. It's the kind of thing that you would really want.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is the support that we are offering to families.
You said there are different opportunities, field trips, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Can you go into a little bit more detail about those?
Yes. So this year, we took more field trips than we've ever taken, because when school started, we really weren't sure what to expect, what our programming was going to look like due to COVID. And so we decided we would just take as many outdoor field trips at the beginning of the year as we could, until we kind of got a good idea of how our programming would work. So we started out, we had a bat catching field trip. We went out to Central College's field plot between Knoxville and Pella, and Dr. Russell Benedict, who is a biology professor at Central College and his specialty is studying bats, did this field trip for us. We set up some mist nets, and he talked to us a lot about bats. It was a very timely topic, because at the time there was a lot of buzz in the news about bats being where COVID had possibly originated. And so we learned a lot about how actually bats really aren't that dangerous, that they're not, shouldn't be feared the way that we fear them, that sometimes they get scapegoated for things. And then we did catch a bat, and he brought the bat around, and everyone got to pet the bat and listen to the bat. He was a very cute, friendly bat, and so that was a really fun field trip. We went out to the Knoxville Airport, and Dan Van Donsler talked to the kids about opportunities in aviation and the high demand for people to work in the field of aviation and what all he does out there at the airport. He talked about how crucial that airport is to a rural town like Knoxville, and how integral that is to the community. So that was a great field trip, and we got to see the planes, of course, and some of Dan's old cars that were out there as well. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went out to the landfill and learned a lot out there about how our waste is dealt with, what we should and shouldn't be throwing into our waste. Just that was a very eye-opening field trip. I honestly would not have imagined, couldn't have imagined what it was like to go and look at where the garbage is going and how that is managed and how it's covered up every night and it's uncovered and in the morning, and they put the garbage all in these little capsules, basically, and they don't want any biological waste going into those if they can help it. I mean, obviously people throw away biodegradable things, but they really don't biodegrade in those capsules. And so, you know, learning about how we really shouldn't be throwing our food waste and other biodegradable things into the landfill. And we learned about recycling, and we learned about methane gas, and I could go on.
More in depth after this.